Addicted to Angel, Passion, Erotica, and tonight's episode is titled My Endeavors. It is, if you read the details of the description, this totally about masturbation, and tonight's show is only 15 minutes long. All right. Hopefully the music isn't too loud. I don't want to overpower the story. So, one night, I was laying in bed, kept asleep, very restless, and my nipples were so hard. I didn't notice that I was cold, because that is the only time my nipples get hard. As I reached down to pull my covers up, I decided to touch myself. And I stuck a finger inside, and another finger inside, and I went deep, as deep as I could go, as my fingers would allow me to. And I got into the mood of horny. So sensual and sexual. And I wish I had a man laying next to me. But you know what? I had something slightly better. I wouldn't have to say anything, tell him exactly what I wanted. I didn't have to stop or maneuver myself into a pretzel. I had a bag of pleasure toys that I bought some odd months ago. So I figured one day I would use them. And tonight, one of those nights, so I jumped up and grabbed the bag from out my closet, and I reached in first for the pleasure anchor. Anal plug. And I plugged it up. Oh, it felt so good. I don't normally do anal, but tonight, what the hell? It shouldn't hurt that bad. The pleasure anchor gives you full scale of what you want and what you don't want. It's different size beads to let you know what you your limit of the size that you can take. So, I bent over on my knees, and I reached into the bag and got my bunny bliss. And, you know, looked for the prompts for which felt good on my clit and inside the honey pot. Oh, tonight was going to be fabulous. I was so glad I didn't have to say anything to anyone. I didn't have to tell anybody. No, don't stop. Not there. Not tonight. I just did exactly when I wanted. I wasn't embarrassed. I didn't avoid any holes. No, you know, slowly. No holes, bar. No holes, we're barred. I plugged up every hole, and I pleasured it myself until I squirted it. Tonight I can get as raunchy as I want it. I can be as loud as ever. And I don't have to worry about the neighbors knowing my name. So I just won that after the other, after another. It just felt so good. I lay on my back and I continued. I turned up the speed a couple of notches. Intensified what I was feeling. That came again. I pulled bunny breath from out of my pussy and started to taste. Interesting flavor. And I was replaying this time in my life a few years back where I had tasted a man's cum for the first time. And I said, interesting flavor. And I went, the next day I was talking to my girlfriends and everybody said it tastes like chicken. I ain't get that taste. It tastes good. And then the thought of sucking dick and swallowing, I got horny again. Mm. Mm. So I decided to reach in the bag and try a different toy. Jack Frost. It is. All of Jack's speeds were more intense than the Bunny Bliss. And I was so wet, plunging Jack Frost in and out, sounded like mac and cheese. So with the pleasure anchor inside, I squeezed my pussy muscles, contracted and squeezed, and I decided to ease pleasure anchor in and out of my ass, and boy, it felt so good. I decided to contract my pussy walls tighter onto Jack Frost, hands free. Then I started to massage my own breasts, tweak my nipples, pinch them. I felt so good. Well, that is the end of the show tonight. I will be throwing a masquerade passion party online, so please contact me for your masquerade mask, and I will ship them to you. This is for Halloween Day. Please RSVP for my event online on Facebook, and we will discuss greater details. You can hit my website up at addictedtoandrewyourpassionconsultant.com or my Facebook at Angelique Ferbizet, and box in your comment any of my posts. And thank you for listening. Good night.